This poem is entitled The Sound of Hammers, and basically it's a total reminiscence of my days as a pretty boy playing around the harbour in Lerwick. Then a days you just had free rein, and I'm sure the health and safety executive would have had something to say with this pretty boys getting in and out of smiddies and getting over wooden piers and into boat yards. And it was a wonderful adventure playground for Wiss. And we spent the whole summer there fishing, and we even tried fishing between the slats and the pier, which didn't work, of course, because if you caught a fish, you couldn't get it out. But we thought the fish were hiding away underneath the pier. That was the Whitefish Pier. The Whitefish Authority had a pretty processing plant down there, and the smell was just, horrendous. They had barrels of offal and riggy bones, and the whole bottom of the sea was covered in it. They just bailed it into the sea. And then Orby was where they couched the nets. And that was lovely, the smell of the couch and that. And I had this old Walsamine coming in with their herring boats, like one after the other, to get their nets couched. And then they would tick the nets and they get out to Lochside in Westerloch, and they stretched the nets out over the fields to dry. And of course, that was where Fitba pitch. So we took umbrage and we would run across the top of the nets. You can imagine hordes of pretty boys with open-toed sandals with big metal buckles on against this fisherman just go completely high. They thought that their nets were going to be torn apart with his feet trudging on the top of them. And we did this exercise where you pedal like mad to try and see what I could get across to trip an open fan. And then they would come and roar and shout at you to get after bloody nets. It was quite good fun. And then, of course, the smiddy was a lovely place. Smiddy, I remember going there as a pretty boy to get ice skates sharpened. My mum had a pair of Dutch racing skates, and they were all just sharpened on one big long blade. And I mind Willie Hunter Jr., him and his father had the smiddy down. I'm sharpening this skates for us, guys. And my mother said, of course, he'd ruined the skates. They were never the same after that. But that was really basically the background to it. And it was an adventure, a really adventurous childhood. Anyway, this is the sound of hammers. The sound of hammers caulking echo from a wooden hull, and the axe-like strokes of the shipwright's tool ring like a muted bell, dancing a backstep on the new-laid keel, ahead of the swinging arc and the follow-through. The sunlight glancing through the slatted wooden pier cuts the rippling shadow on the sea beneath, as a cauldron filled with drift nets gently stews and steams, the pungent smell of oak bark in the air, and the smiddy door is open wide. The window with its twisted frame and drunken bricks of glass, refracting light, distorting shape in the haze from the forge inside, and forearm bare and sinew taut beat the anvil drum as the shower of sparks from the grinding wheel dance along the ground.